And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Liz Johnston from Veral Dana. It's always a good time to get organized, especially when it comes to your employees' files. Do you know what should be included and where to keep it? While the precise requirements for what documents must be included in files varies from state to state, there are a few best practices that all employers can institute. First, keep all of an employee's medical information in a separate file. This includes FMLA paperwork, meaning that those documents should not be sitting in the same file as the employee handbook acknowledgments. Next, make sure that these documents are secured in a way that a limited group of people have access to them. The documents can be kept either electronically or in physical files, but the most important thing is that they are secured. Not only will revisiting employee files help avoid any potential issues regarding the release of confidential information, but having organized employee files will save you some hassle if you later face a workers' compensation or discrimination claim and need to quickly produce or examine the file. If you currently are maintaining your employee's personnel files and have questions on whether documents should or should not be included, give a member of Veral Dana's labor and employment team a call.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.